Well, praise God. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to praise Him and thank Him and bless Him. Great things are happening in this ministry. The great things are happening in the earth. There's great confusion in Washington, D.C. Great confusion. No one knows what to do next. Everyone is being resisted by Jehovah because they don't serve Him. So it's a great blessing. Amen. But this ministry is not resisted by Jehovah. This ministry is exalted by Jehovah. It's a great thing, a great blessing. Amen. In 2009, my fellow apostle, servant apostle, Terry Bye, went to heaven unexpectedly in January. Thank God. But God had a plan. He had a backup. Bob Carpenter. Thank God. Bob Carpenter in the 06, God hooked him on his faith on with my faith. And Bob Carpenter has some Chickasaw in him. You call it Native American. Well, I've got Cherokee in me, and I call it Indian. And Native American doesn't matter to me. Thank God. But Brother Bob has proven to me that he is a servant of God, a fellow servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. And it's a blessing to have an apostle read the word for me again. It's been a while, but we have overcome. Thank God. So, Bob Carpenter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, you can get him on audio, and he makes an audio quite frequently. And Brother Bob is going to be reading for me now, from now on, until God tells me to read myself, which I wouldn't mind doing, you know. But he's going to begin tonight or continue on reading from the book of Acts, chapter 15. Is that right, Bob?
That's right.
Very good.
Amen. Okay, verse 1. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question.
Paul and Barnabas disputed with them about the law of Moses. Why? You know, Paul and Barnabas knew the law had been nailed to the cross of Jesus Christ. And these coming from Jerusalem, all they knew was about the law. Amen. But this is God's plan. God ordained this, Bob, that these people come. You see, not every time somebody confronts you is it, well, it may be evil. Their confrontation may be evil, but it's the will of God. God has a purpose. So these taught or spoke about the law of Moses, Barnabas and Paul, or Saul disputed with them. Would you continue on?
Verse 3.
Amen.
And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy unto all the brethren. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them.
Paul and Barnabas.
Right.
Going to Jerusalem. That's where the apostles were that were with Jesus. That's where the church was. That's where Jesus started the church, was in Jerusalem. And these two came, Paul and Barnabas, to the apostles, because there was a dispute about the law of Moses. But watch how God settles doctrine when they're with men have a right heart. Go ahead.
Verse 5.
Amen.
But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees.
Wait a minute. Pharisee. There used to be a bunch of them come here. You know what the leaven of the Pharisees is? Hypocrisy. You know, these people that came here were all a bunch of hypocrites. They'd say and do not. Go ahead, Brother Bob.
Okay, but there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider this matter. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith.
Gentile and Jew, no difference. Amen. Purifying both Jew and Gentile's hearts by faith. Right. Go ahead, sir.
Now, therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples?
Wait a minute. A yoke? My God, you Baptists, Methodists, Pentecostals, Catholics, listen to this. God is talking to you. And this is Peter speaking, right?
That's right.
And he says, the law is a yoke. Oh, my God. Now, listen to this. All you denominational people, that main mind you call yourself, you're mainly out of line. Would you go continue, Bob?
Okay, now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear?
Sir, tempt ye God?
Right.
Tempt ye God by putting the Ten Commandments upon them? Tempt you God? Oh, you denominational people, you ex water of life, whatever you are, tempt God by putting the Ten Commandments upon them? It's a yoke. And you know what it says? Peter said, their fathers, the Jews, couldn't even bear that. But you people in America, throughout the world, you want to put the Ten. You want to put the Old Covenant. You want to put the Old Covenant upon the neck of God's people, and it was nailed to the cross. The Old Covenant was nailed to the cross. You blind guides, you blind Pharisees, you blind Sadducees, you blind Baptists, you blind Methodists, you blind Pentecostals, you blind whatever you are, in whatever the nation you're in. You are a bunch of blind people if you are putting the Ten Commandments upon those that have been born again and believe the gospel in Jesus' name. Oh, my God, how wicked are you people? Well, it won't work forever. And God has raised up the people that have been delivered from the law of Moses. And they know it. And they walk free from the law. And they preach the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And it's liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank God. There are a bunch of Pharisees in Plano. Bunch everywhere I've gone. Well, you got to keep the Ten. Ten what? $10 for your offering? You wicked bunch. Brother Bob, would you continue?
Verse 11. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon had
the grace, James. But the grace of God was upon them. What Barnabas and Paul brought to the Jews, Gentiles. The grace of God. The grace of God is not with the law. 1 John chapter 1, I think it's verse 15, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The law came by Moses. Maybe I got it backwards. But you can find it there. Grace and truth came by Jesus. The law came by Moses. Moses in the grave. Jesus raised from the dead. Where are you people? Glory. Go ahead, sir. Wherever you want to start.
Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agreed the words of the prophets, as it is written, After this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I'll build again the ruins thereof, and I'll set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doth all these things.
See, that had been built by Solomon, right, but now it had been destroyed. Right. But here comes Jesus. He's going to restore it all. Amen. Go ahead, sir.
Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world.
Oh, my God, from the beginning of the world. There was no wonderment about it. Well, how could you wonder if it was made known by God from the beginning of the world what he's going to do? What are you doing walling around in the gutter? Why don't you get up your lives and act like women and men? Thank God. And don't tell them I told you. Tell them you've read the Bible. It's fine by me. But I've told you a lot. But the Bible was bought long ago. The Bible, the Holy Bible, it teaches you about the apostles. You don't need to hear me. Or say, what are you doing? Well, because you can't hear, you blind guides. If you could hear, you could read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you'd have the same revelation I'd have. But you can't read. God had to send somebody with power to open your blind eyes. And that power is the gospel. And that person he sent happens to be me, Doyle Davidson, period. Go ahead, sir.
Verse 19. Wherefore my sentence is that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them.
Trouble? Right. Did that say trouble?
Yes.
You know what you preachers do? Every time you teach the Ten Commandments or tell somebody to believe the Ten Commandments and walk in them, you know what you're doing? Troubling the people you're talking to. Could I have another amen?
Amen.
Well, thank God. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Coming from preachers' pulpits. Let's go.
Verse 20. But that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols and from fornication and from strangled and from blood.
You know, Bob, I don't know. It was more than 40 years ago when God showed me that. And they, you know, there are only four things that were to follow, you know.
Right.
And that's less than 10. Only 40%. Is that, and they can't follow the 10. Can you follow the 4? Well, can you? The same from what? Blood. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah. And fornication, is that right?
That's right.
That's two of them. Amen. God, Amen. I'll get them. I will get them. And things strangled. Did I say that or the blood?
Well, it's both strangled and from blood.
That's right. Both of them.
Yeah.
And fornication. And what's the other one?
The other one is from pollution of idols.
Oh, yeah. Pollution of idols. You know, a few years ago I was here in Plato riding my bike, and I saw this Oriental. I know you don't like that, but he's Oriental. I said, well, he's Asian. He's still Oriental. How do you like that? He was Oriental as well as Asian. And I saw this wicked man, and he was worshiping a stump about that high. And I was riding my bike, and I saw this guy. What in the world is that? I stopped my bike, and he'd back up. Ooh. God. This country boy was about to freak, worship by the damn stump. No. You had to be from China or somewhere. God, I was upset. In my city, Plano, and these crazy people worshiping a stump. Well, that was beyond me, but I think it's in the third or fourth chapter of Jeremiah where they worship stumps and stones. I was immediately reminded, I thought, my God. Now, not just in Jerusalem, not just Israel. Now they're in Plano. That was freaky to me. Okay, Brother Bob, let's go.
Okay, verse 21. For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. Then pleased it the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, surnamed Barsabbas, and Silas, chief among the brethren. And they wrote letters by them after this manner. The apostles and elders and brethren send greeting unto the brethren which are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia. For as much as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, saying, you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. It seemed good unto us.
And the Holy Ghost.
Well,
go ahead. We'll get there.
It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have sent, therefore, Judas and Silas, which shall also tell you the same things by mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which, if you keep yourselves, you shall do well. Fare you well.
That's all you have to do, right?
Right.
Believe the gospel.
Amen.
No more commandments. You know, you could put those on your wrist. Well, you could put them on a tape. Four things, one, two, three, four. I'm not doing any of these. Are you believing the gospel? Amen. Is that the end of that chapter?
Almost. There's.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, verse 30. So then when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistle, which when they had read, they rejoiced for the consolation. And Judas and Silas, being prophets also themselves, exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed them. And after they had tarried there a space, they were let go in peace from the brethren unto the apostles. Notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide there still. Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. Verse 36, and some days after Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him, with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed unto Cyprus, and Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
You never hear about Mark again. But John Mark wrote the book of Mark. See, God has a plan. And he wanted to discipline John Mark and separate him from his uncle and walk with Jesus. God puts a sword between every relationship, male and female. That's the way he does it.